In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys something that is not related to social media at all. Let's talk about how interesting life can be sometimes. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I just wanted to have kind of a little bit of a conversation today because, you know, one of the things I've been really big about all throughout my journey of social media is transparency, letting people see, like, I guess the not so glamorous side of building a business and the reality behind the makeup, the, you know, blood, sweat, and tears that goes into building a business. But I want to talk about like a few other things too. And, you know, one thing I had to make a very, very clear decision on as I became very visible on social media was, do I want to share the struggles of like my kids? Do I want to share any stories that embarrass them personally or could be embarrassing one day? I understand that they are technically my stories to share as well, but I kind of made the decision, like, I really want my kids to never have resentment for what I share. And so anytime that there's something that's like not super flattering or whatever, I just try to keep their names and identifiers out of it, just because like they have their own lives outside of everything. But I want to talk about some of the struggle of juggling kids and, goodness gracious, like, you know, we almost stopped at two kids, and this is going to be a little more of like a conversational style podcast. We almost stopped at two kids, and it would have been very, very, not easy, but easier. Three kids is a lot. So if you're listening to this and you have three plus kids, like, holy moly, it is intense. Like, no one ever warns you about having kids that are 9, 5, 2, having such an age gap that nothing ever appeals to like all of them. It's very difficult to find activities for all of them at once, and movies don't apply to all of them. You know, like, our 9-year-old's watching Hunger Games, our 2-year-old likes Pokio. And so it can just be really challenging. This morning at 6:30, I was supposed to wake up and spend time in like my own quiet meditation and visualization. And my 2-year-old was awake at 6:30, which he does not normally do. And he wasn't just awake, he was awake and cranky a little bit. And so it was an interesting morning. And I was just thinking about, like, if I never had had kids, don't worry, this isn't going in a place where like I wish I'd never had kids. If I had never had kids, I would probably technically be able to be so much more efficient throughout my day. However, I don't know that I would be. I think about like my sister, Stephanie. She's amazing, but, you know, she's what? Oh my gosh, I'm going to blank on her age. I think she's 22 or 23, and she's never had kids. And sometimes when she's like, I'm so tired, I'm like, you have no idea what tired is. Oh my gosh, you can nap when you want to. You can wake up when you want to. You can go to sleep when you want to. And it's just kind of funny to me because I'm like, if I didn't have kids, I don't know that I would be as productive as I am now. And so while lately, especially with all of our families being at home and not having a date night or time to get out, it definitely feels like, you know, like everyone's patience is being tested. And it has been intense. I don't know if you're feeling this too, but I have definitely felt like a little bit of a crankier mom lately. I feel like all I want to do is just like go somewhere for like 6 or 7 hours and not have to talk to anyone or help anyone or have anyone touch me. Like, I just want to like walk through a bunch of stores for 7 hours. And I know that that sounds so funny, but, you know, that's kind of where my mind is at right now. I don't know if you guys are feeling the same way too, and I hope you're okay with this conversational style podcast, but, you know, we've had some challenges. At least one of our children, all three of our children are very strong-willed. We did not get a single shy or reserved child. We got all very bold, opinionated, controversial kids, and I love them for that. I think they're amazing humans. but it definitely can make the days a little more challenging. And, you know, we've been working through like morning routines and having some issues with those. And I'm trying to create my own morning routine. And it's interesting because from the time that certain children wake up, they're a little intense. And so we have to like get time in before that so that I don't go into the day all cranky. And yeah, it's been different. But at the same time, I wouldn't trade it for the world, because I believe truly that, well, first and foremost, I love my kids. I think that they're so amazing. But also, it's really helped me to become a better version of me. It's taught me how to not be selfish. But man, it has been trying lately. And you may be wondering, like, what is the point of this podcast? I just wanted to share some of the behind the scenes and have a real conversation, because I am really looking forward to just going and like walking through stores slowly and looking at every single item in the store and not just like beelining for the groceries and getting out. I'm very excited about that. So I don't know if you guys have been feeling this too, but I'm ready for some date nights. I'm ready for some alone time. I cannot wait for those things. It's going to be so fun. But yeah, you're not in this alone. Life is crazy. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.